Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise.
It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Snap good, hold good, kick good.
Was that it?
Sports,
that,
man.
That was it?
Yeah.
Al Michaels on the call. Amazon Prime. That was a primetime call. Thursday Night Football. They were calling it the Icy Hot Bowl. The AARP Bowl. Dare I say, the Senior Bowl.
Oh, no.
The Bengals beat the Steelers 33-31. As the battle of the 40-year-old QBs was sensational, actually. Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers turned back the clock. It looked like it was 2010. 342 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions for a guy they had just brought in last week. And this is why Mike Tomlin was right. This is why Mike Tomlin was pissed off, head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. As they took the L yesterday, they're 4-2. The Bengals now have life. They're just trying to right the ship until Joe Burrow comes back from that turf toe surgery. He said earlier, as I welcome in Sam Lubin, filling in for Joe Shasky. Good morning, Sammy. Good morning, Carter. All you lovely people. Earlier in the week, I don't know what the hell the Browns were doing trading in division. Andrew Berry, GM, he must know something I don't. But all of a sudden, the Bengals had life at the quarterback position. Jake Browning couldn't do anything. By the way, Joe Flacco in one game did more than Jake Browning could do in the last three, which is have 3 touchdowns. You don't trade in division. You just don't, especially at that position. Because all of a sudden, if the Bengals take that L yesterday, they're 2-5 and their season looks cooked. And then you got the Steelers, who would be 5-1. Now, all bets are off. You never know, Sam. You never know. And that's what I expect on Sunday Night Football, Levi Stadium. I don't know what's going to happen. And you know what? There's some magic there. There's some excitement. I have no idea what I'm going to see. I know there's not going to be Fred Warner. I know there's not going to be any Nick Bosa. I know there's not going to be any Ricky Pearsall. George Kittle, we'll see. Juwan Jennings, we'll see. Christian McCaffrey's probably going to be there. What version of, can they run the ball? Probably not. They haven't been able to do it all season. Maybe they can. Mac Jones looks like he's going to be the starter on Sunday. And that's what makes it exciting. The unknown of this season so far has made every single game like a nail biter. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Hello there, Spadoni.
Hello there.
Yeah. That's just been all the primetime games this year. There really has. I mean, from the Chiefs Lions the other week. I mean, on Monday night, we saw the Bears and Commanders engage in a fun back and forth. And I say that to bury the lead of what we saw in the other Monday night game, which was the Buffalo Bills getting absolutely humbled by the Atlanta Falcons, who, let me check my notes here. Oh, look at that. That's who's on the schedule for the Niners this Sunday night on national TV. And that just kind of goes to show the wide open nature of the NFL this year, and the real, more so the wide open nature of the NFC in regards to the Niners. I guess the AFC is very wide open too, though the Chiefs are slowly, inevitably closing that door, Spadoni. But this feels like with the Philadelphia Eagles, they're in an offensive funk right now. The Detroit Lions, you know, they're looking like a good team. Maybe we don't know how good they can be. The NFC feels just so wide open right now. And even at 5-2, or sorry, at 4-2, looking to go to 5-2, and with your two best defenders out for the rest of the year, you look at the landscape that the 49ers currently occupy themselves in, and there's a lot at stake at this game on Sunday night. You win on Sunday night, you improve to that 5-2 record there without Fred and Bosa in the emotional swing of losing those guys. And then you got a Texans team on deck after that. You got a Giants team on deck even after that. Despite all the catastrophe that has hit the Niners throughout the early parts of this season, they're still so much in it. There's still so much to play for. There's still a massive statement that can be made this Sunday night on national TV with Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth on the call.
That is the voice of Sam Lubin filling in for Joe Shasky today. Shasky a little bit under the weather. Feel better, Joey. We got your back, brother. And we want the participation from the callers today, the people. 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I wonder how 49er fans are viewing this game. Are Niner fans viewing this as a major swing game? Because you're six games into the season through this point. You're 4-2. This is where you start to see some separation, albeit good or bad. You can mire in mediocrity and you can stay afloat here, but if you win this game on Sunday, you give that extra cushion. Three games over 500. You can right the ship a little bit more. You got some breathing room. It's a tough schedule coming up. And I know I was one of those people in the start of the season said, hey, look at the start of the schedule. Look at the start of the season. You know, the Saints, the Cardinals, And I know I got a lot of blowback and people are saying, Spadoni, you can't sleep on anyone in this league. And I understand that. You can't sleep on anyone in this league. Hell, I'm sure people were sleeping on 40-year-old Joe Flacco yesterday. In the 40-year-old
Joe Flacco might have been asleep.
He might have been asleep. But you know what? He woke up in the AARP Bowl. People were sleeping on the Falcons on Monday night, as you alluded to. They dominated the Buffalo Bills. Dominated them. Who saw that coming? No one.
Josh Allen looked really bad.
He did. He looked awful. And that's a
quarterback controversy in Buffalo.
No, there's no quarterback controversy in Buffalo. But just when you think you can believe in the Bills, they have games like that. And just when you think you can believe in certain teams, that's kind of the theme of this season. Just when you think you can start trusting some of these teams, like the Lions, they kind of have a stinker against the Chiefs. Just when you can start thinking about the Chiefs, well, what if they lose to their division rival, the Raiders, this week? And then, oh, I don't know, they're 3-4. The NFL, this is such a weird season.
I feel like you're trying to manifest something.
There's no dominating team. So if there was any season that the 49ers could, you know, have this up and down injury year and kind of break through and still make the playoffs, it would be this year. Because I don't fear anyone. I don't think, like, you can't go, like, Philadelphia, right? Everyone, they're the defending champs. And I'm not burying them. It'd be stupid to do that through 6 weeks. I'm not burying the champs. They're still a couple games over 500. Yeah, they got some turmoil. They had turmoil last year at 2-2 when you thought the head coach and the quarterback were at heads and fighting each other. They won the whole damn thing. But they don't have a fear factor right now. It's not like the Chiefs of old or the Patriots of old where you could just, you know, check mark them in to the conference title game. I'm not doing that for anyone. The Bucks just beat you last week, Sammy. They're 5-1. Is anyone really believing them? Not really. They have all the injuries.
They got a lot of injuries right now. Bucky Irving out, Emeka Egbuka. He's out for a predetermined amount of time. Mike Evans might be coming back. You want to know something crazy about the Eagles? Despite how good we might think they are or not think they are, they have a negative point differential. Yes, it's a -1 point differential, but at 4-2 in this Eagles team, you would not expect them to be underwater at this point in the year. But again, a big part of that is you might have to, honestly, at this point.
Relax.
It's just they are, if you're going to blow up anything with Philadelphia, it's their coaching staff situation. I mean, they have an absolute gumbo right now. I forget the guy's name, Kevin something something. the Eagles.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely just torpedoing that offense, which you just hate to see that happen.
Yeah. They missed Kellen Moore, that's a fact.
Which, that's never would have thought I'd be saying that right now. The Packers, it feels like no one's willing to jump in on them quite yet, even with the addition of Micah Parsons.
Kevin Petullo, by the way.
See, I got the Kevin part.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, dog.
But, I mean, the Packers, I feel like, I don't know, people just think the Packers should be better at this point after adding Micah Parsons. It feels like we're not looking at the Packers as a legitimate team in the NFC either.
They had a bye week, I think, so
They had that ugly tie against the Cowboys that, you know, people are going to probably hold that against them. But, I mean, look at your standard bearers in the NFL right now. It's the Colts and the Bucks.
Yeah.
Which, like, no one saw that coming. No one predicted that coming, and no one's probably banking on that to hold up. It stay up the rest of the season. I mean, the Bucks look, if the Bucks are healthy, yeah, I can see them being a problem because Baker absolutely looked like he could be the part of an MVP candidate last weekend against the Niners. And if Evans and Egbuka and Irving are healthy, we'll see what goes on with Chris Godwin. He might be a little bit more far gone than those other guys there. But I mean, the Tampa looks like the team that when healthy, they could be the one to beat right now. Eagles on the back burner there. Rest of the NFC again. Lions, I feel like they're still in a prove-it mode. I think we said that already. They're still a team to be reckoned with, though. This all goes to say is as we go into this Sunday night game, if you want to make the case that the 49ers still have a shot in this NFC, and I'm not saying they're going to run the table through the NFC and go to the Super Bowl or anything like that, but a team that can make the playoffs, maybe still win this division in what we're chalking up as a lost year, this I don't know what is fully successful season looks like for the 49ers. Winning the division, getting the playoffs, making some noise there, at least show that this team is trending in the right direction as they try to, you know, rebuild this, you know, core into what we've dubbed Kyle Shanahan 3.0. You want to know that things are trending in a positive direction. If they can put together a string of successful performances in the wake of losing their emotional leader in Fred Warner, then if there was any doubts about the future of this organization, where things that could be going, this is a great way to start erasing those doubts.
I think it'd be their best win of the season. I really do. Yeah, no, seriously though. Like, yeah, again, I understand the Rams won.
Until the next one, though.
But for now, given everything and all the injuries, Sam, they would have, if they win this game, it's without Fred Warner and Nick Bosa. Like, I'm sorry, that's more impressive. Even in the Rams game, you had Fred Warner. Like, you had guys making plays on the defense.
I'm not coming at you when I say until the next one, but that could be one of those situations this year where it's going to be the best win of the year. But then, you know, a couple weeks from now when the Rams come to town, who knows what this roster could. What if Adrian Martinez is starting that game and that becomes the best win of the year? I think that's just the situation the Niners find themselves in every week is they're just the uphill battle is going to be that intense with the injuries that they're playing with that every win could be just an amazing accomplishment for this organization. That's just kind of the state of where things are right now.
You know, you mentioned the Eagles having a negative point differential. The Niners do as well. It just speaks to all the tight games that they've played, and they have a -3 in the point differential category. Not exactly running away with it, but they're in these tight games for a reason, right? They aren't getting blown out. There is something to be said about all the injuries this team has had, and they don't lie down. They're so much mentally tougher than last year. It's not even funny. And that was a team coming off a Super Bowl loss. So I know it makes sense now to look back and say, yeah, you know, Super Bowl hangover, you know, you got all the drama in the offseason, Ayuk, Trent Williams, you know, I don't know what's really going on, you know, Debo. Yeah, there was a lot last year. And I think they took their lumps. You know, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan in the offseason, they didn't want to deal with all that drama. They re-signed the captains. They re-signed the future leaders of this team, the current leaders of this team. And I thought it made sense. Fred Warner, well, he's out for the season. George Kittle, well, you've missed him basically the entire season outside of a quarter and a half.
Could be back on Sunday, though.
Could be back on Sunday.
That completely torn hamstring, fully healed.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Yeah,
that
we had to bring that up because that was a crazy throwaway comment that surfaced yesterday.
And if we can get, I think Kittle did speak to the media. If we could find any of that sound, boys, in the back, we'd appreciate it. Shout out Matt Nahagian doing double time back there with Carter. Appreciate both of you guys back there behind the glass. And then Brock Purdy, who, again, he's played in two games. So all the main focal points of your offseason when it comes to contracts have not really contributed outside of Fred Warner, and Fred Warner's not going to contribute for most of the season now going forward. And somehow, you were two games over 500. But it's nice to say that. And, you know, and I think a lot of fans are still like, I'm waiting for the glass slipper to break. I'm waiting for this to turn back into a pumpkin. I do think there is some of that energy because you could only have so many of these injuries and stay afloat. It's like Nick Bosa is one thing, but Fred Warner on top of that, like George Kittle, we'll see.
Yeah.
And if they win this game, this is why I say this, Sam, if they win this game on Sunday, how could you not believe in them going forward? Yeah. I guess that's my question. 888-957-9570. Niner fans, are you viewing this as a swing game of the season? Like, if they win this game, not to say all in that you're a buyer, but all in saying, you know what? If I have to be emotionally invested, so be it. I think people are on the fence whether or not they want to become emotionally invested in this team. It's hard to, knowing you might not be a Super Bowl contender, because last year, the Detroit Lions, we saw all those injuries stacking up, and we were talking it, me, Shasky, you, Bonte. Like, yeah, they're probably not Super Bowl contenders with all those injuries. They're probably not. But you know what? Still could be a fun season. They could still win a game in the playoffs or two. Why not? Why not the 49ers, I guess, on what I'm saying?
Well, again, I think the way I look at it is, if you're not winning a championship, then the next best thing you can be doing is moving in that direction. And that's why, you know, at the end of this season, you want to just show forward progress. And that's where you start looking at these guys on defense. We're potentially, I think Jennifer Lee Chan said it yesterday, you were going to see a little bit of Nick Martin potentially this weekend. Tatum Bethune, come on down. You're the green dot guy now. For those who do not know, the green dot guy, the green dot wearer on the helmet, that is a communication helmet that allows the player to communicate with the coaches on the sideline. So it'll be on Tatum Bethune, the former Florida State grad, part of that great 13-0 defense that, you know, got shut out of the playoffs. Oh, what a shame. And as I wear my Sean Taylor Miami sweatshirt today, you know, it's going to be a big opportunity for him. I've always viewed this season, Spadoni, I never looked at this team as a Super Bowl contender this year. Playoff contender, absolutely, but I never saw him as a playoff, as a Super Bowl contender, because this season for me was all about what can we do to get this defense, this group of young defenders up to a championship level. And, you know, we talked about, again, kind of moving off of the old core of yesteryear that took the Niners to the Super Bowl in 2023 and moving on to this next core of players that hopefully will take the Niners to the Super Bowl in 2020, something down the line. It starts this year with the defense that this team has. And I say it's because of the defense, because that's what they told me in the draft when they used like five or six of their first picks in the draft this year, all on defensive players. They are trying to replenish that side of the ball. And that starts this weekend with those three linebackers in Winters, Bethune, Nick Martin. That's your linebacker core of the future, along with Fred Warner, who will be here for a while. You know, it's time to see next steps from, you know, Marquis Siegel, Upton Stout, Malik Mustafa. Like, I need to see more from those guys. Renardo Green, I need to see more in your second-year leap. And then Mykel Williams.
Mm.
There's parts of Mykel Williams' season that I really am liking, and then there's other parts where I'm like, oh, wait, is that guy even on the field right now? Oh, there he is. He's right there standing at the line of scrimmage with the offensive tackle. It's, you know, you see when you scroll along Twitter, which you should never scroll along Twitter. It's awful.
They call it doom scrolling these
days. It's the worst thing in the world, because you come across these charts, like this random one I saw yesterday, where it's just like time pressuring the quarterback versus sacks gotten. And, you know, you want to be in that upper right-hand corner of all those charts. And then I see Mykel Williams all alone by himself in the lower left-hand corner of the charts where there's no pressure and no sacks. He's got to start trending in a different direction. And again, that's where this starts. And you'll have a runway to start doing that on Sunday night, because, again, when guys go down, that's when opportunity arises. And I need to see these young guys on defense seize this opportunity.
You know, it's like Sam Lubman seizing the opportunity this morning with Joe Shasky out. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to seize the moment.
Like Lou Gehrig and Wally Pipp.
There you go. This is what he's trying to do. This is an opportunity for some of these players going forward. Tatum Bethune, Renardo Green, Nick Martin potentially, Mykel Williams. There's no Nick Bosa. It's the Mike Williams. Bryce Huff, another guy. Bryce Huff has flashed. But again, it's difficult when you don't have those big boys there. But you're not only playing for you. These guys are auditioning elsewhere too. Like Bryce Huff, I mean, does he have like one more year left on this deal? I don't even know what he's got. He could be auditioning elsewhere. A lot of these guys are. It's not just about the team you're with. It's about other teams as well and putting it on tape. By the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. And as always, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk righteously brewed in San Francisco. Hey, Bay Area's on fire this weekend when it comes to sports.
Oh,
you know what we got starting tonight? Not only
Well,
before we get to that,
I'm not talking about Miami, Louisville.
No, we got Clippers, Warriors, Chase Center, boys. Come on.
That's true.
And we're doing a giveaway. We've been doing it all week. And the first 10,000 fans, Sammy, do you know this? First 10,000 fans.
10,000?
That's right. In attendance.
That's more than 9,000.
Tonight, we'll get a Best Buddies bobblehead. Chase Center today. Clippers taking on the Dubs. Buy your tickets at Warriors.com. And for your chance to score one of these bobbleheads, I'm holding it up right now for the YouTube audience. Twitch right here. Very cool. You can see Buddy Hield, Jimmy Butler. Again, these bobbleheads, the creativity that they've had over these last like decade or so, it's pretty ingenious. Listen all week between 7:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. Carter, do you got the sounder? Let me know. Thumbs up for this sounder.
Why did he pick him?
That one right there. When you hear that, you got to be caller number 5 to the contest line at 415-523-4652, and you'll win courtesy of the Golden State Warriors. So not only do we have that, we have Bill Belichick coming to town. Oh, my God. Is Jordan Hudson also going to be on the sideline? I think Carter and Sam, you guys are going back. We're not talking about this. Oh, we're not?
No, I'm just kidding.
You're going to go to the game, right?
I will be there, yeah.
Okay.
So we're on to Berkeley.
We got UNC Cal tonight. At Berkeley, we've got Florida State, as you mentioned earlier, Stanford, and then it all leads to Sunday night football, baby. Falcons, Niners, where are the Niner fans at? 888-957-9570. That's what's coming up, brought to you by Moderna.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
And there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it. And now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful
millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things, people,
love.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Warriors basketball is back. Don't miss your chance to cheer on your Doves at Chase Center as they make another run for the postseason. And be sure to listen to the Morning Roast all this week for your chance to score a Best Buddies bobblehead. For more info, visit 957thegame.com.
Bay Area, it's Stephen Curry. You're listening to the Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Come on, Dub Nation, what are you waiting for? Download that Odyssey app now.
Oh, heck
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Steph. Steph knows my name. It's pretty cool. Not going to lie. Yeah, you roll your eyes back there behind the glass. I'm not. Sam Lubman in for Joe Shasky today. Shasky, feel better. Get better, buddy. Got a three-day head start. And by the way,
Stretch three.
We got Carl Dukes joining us at 8:30. You're like, who's Carl Dukes? It also sounds like a G.I. Joe character. Carl Dukes. He is the host of Dukes and Bell in the Afternoon on 92.9 The Game. There's another game out there, and it's an Odyssey sister station in Hotlanta. Put him up, Dukes, on Twitter. You can follow him there. He knows all things Atlanta sports, and we'll get the lay of the land of this Falcons team coming off a huge win on Monday Night Football ahead of Sunday night here at Levi Stadium, where it's looking like it's going to be Mac Jones starting in place of Brock Purdy. We were talking about it off air. The action gets started tonight in the Bay Area. I'm not kidding. This isn't tongue in cheek. This is a fire weekend for Bay Area sports. We've got the final preseason game between the Clippers and the Warriors. Warriors getting started with regular season action next Tuesday. And again, can hear all the games right here on 95.7 The Game. I wonder if Dave Fleming's going to be on the call for Florida State Stanford tomorrow at the Farm. But tonight, Sam, is all eyes are going to be on Berkeley because Bill freaking Belichick is in town. And I don't know if you saw that statement he had to release 2 weeks ago. Anytime you have to release a statement on the future of your program and your future as their head coach in your first season, it's never a good sign. And it was him saying, I'm fully committed to UNC football and the program we're building here. I just threw it out behind the scenes. Like, has he lost some of his luster for you these last couple seasons? Like, Bill Belichick, I know everyone thinks he's the GOAT, and maybe he still is, and maybe we won't use what's taken place in those latter years of the Patriots in this first year for UNC football. Maybe we're just going to just toss that to the side. I'm having a hard time tossing it to the side because it's been that ugly, though. It's been bad.
It's been gross there. And here's the thing. When it comes to UNC, he didn't really get the healthiest program, and he didn't inherit the healthiest program from Mac Brown. Mac Brown, he had UNC in a good spot, not a great spot.
What is UNC football? I've never thought of them ever in my life as a good program.
No, it's not. But under Mac Brown for the first couple years, they were, I would say, maybe the 3 or 4 team in the ACC. I'll say the Miami Hurricanes have not beaten UNC since Mac Brown took over. Now, maybe that's a knock on Miami more than it is a pump up for UNC.
And for those of you who don't know, Sam Lubman, Miami alum.
Repping my Sean T today. Big game against Louisville today at 4 o'clock. That'll be Miami might have to be on upset watch for that one.
I'll be locked in on that one.
Oh, yeah. I'll be on out, too. But, he did not get the healthiest program inherited. And I think they took like 40-something transfers this year. So I think Belichick is learning very much the hard way that college football coaching is so much more complicated in its own way than the NFL. I mean, NFL's complicated, too. Maybe it's not more complicated, but it's a different kind of complicated. And there's clearly an adjustment period there that he's going through with him and Michael Lombardi and all the other people he's got on that coaching staff. But the thing with Belichick and UNC, and the fact he has to reaffirm his commitment further drives home this feeling I have with him, where I would be willing to believe that Belichick could actually have success at UNC and build this program up like he's intending to, if I actually believe that he is going to want to stick around and do this for more than a year or two.
He's 73. Who thought this was a good idea? No one.
Well, I think what he tried to do is he wanted to get back into this and show other NFL teams, hey, I don't need you. I got other options. And
yeah, he's really showing them. It's clearly UNC football.
Exactly. So it's just not working out for him that way. Now, the question you asked, Spadoni, is he losing his luster? Listen, is this a bad way to end his public coaching career? Yes. This is not the way. This is not going out on top. This is, Jimmy Johnson losing 62-7 in his last ever game that he coached. It's just, it's going out really ugly there. There's a deep cut for you. Does it take away from the success he's had in his overall career, the 40 years that preceded this? I'm not going to go that far. Yes, it did not look good when Tom Brady left New England. Was it ever going to look good when Tom Brady left New England? There's obviously going to be some rubble that needed to be clearing out there. Belichick rubbed some people the wrong way during his time there, namely the owner. And, that's a great way to kind of get yourself forced out of there and without honors. And I think that's kind of dampened the feeling on Belichick. At the end of the day, though, in the 32 years that I have been on this earth, Spadoni, there is still no one who has done a better overall coaching job at the NFL level than the hoodie himself, one Bill Belichick. So is he, we talked about made men last week. He's not lost that status. He is still as made and as minted as ever. But yeah, the end is bad. I'll say this. We can all agree Barry Bonds was a pretty damn good home run hitter. But then he had, 28 home runs in his last few years, which are paltry by his standard. I know. Did that take away from the success he had before that? No, it didn't. Sometimes greats fizzle out at the end. That does not take away from, well, I'll say this. If LeBron James puts up like a 17-point-per-game season this year, does that take the shine off of him being the GOAT?
Yeah, he'll be called LaWashed James.
Okay, but that doesn't take away the prior 22 years that he played.
Yeah, I know.
I know, the nickname will apply, and that's a very funny nickname. I like that. But, yeah, so the ending, I don't think, in this situation, takes away from what happened before. This is not a Russell Wilson where the end is so long that it does take away the shine of what came before.
You know what is going to be shiny? It's going to be Kraken. It's the kickoff show with Lo Neal and Evan Giddings at Laughing Monk Brewing Sunday. That's this Sunday, 3 p.m. And if you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first serve. Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up now. That's 957thegame.com. All right, so we brought up that game because it's going on tonight. We got Lakers, Warriors Tuesday to start off the regular season. To finish off the preseason,
it's on
though,
NBC, too.
It is on NBC. There you go.
I always like the interview that the Kawhi Leonard laugh remix of that.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. There you go. That's pretty good.
It hits so hard.
It does. Round ball rock. Sam, you put a smile on my face. I'm. You know what? I'm feeling good about today. I don't know what the listeners are saying. They're probably all over the place. But you know what? Sam Lovins in for Shasky. We're talking Niners. We're talking Falcons. He's got a baseball in his hand. We're fired up, baby.
If the Niners, Cal football, even.
Talking Cal football. And if the Niners win this weekend, how does that change your view for the rest of the season? Or does it? Like, I think that's where fans are at. This is such a weird year when it comes to the injuries, when it comes to the quarterback. Like, if they're 5-2, how are you waking up Monday morning feeling? 888-957-9570. Are you feeling like, hey, we got action? We could be a playoff team? You feel like, hey, we're getting our starting quarterback back potentially in Brock Purdy. Why can't this team go on a run? Or are you saying, it's nice, but I'm still waiting for this shoe to drop. That's fine. You can feel any way you want. I just want to know how they're feeling. 888-957-9570. Call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. So I tell you this, Sam. You wake up Monday morning. We're getting ready for the show. 49ers are 5-2 coming off a Sunday night football win. How are you feeling about them?
I'm feeling like this team is alive and in a very, very good spot for at least another week, maybe even another 2 weeks. It also depends on, what the other teams in the NFC West do as well. As of right now, the Niners are tied atop the division in a three-way tie with the Seahawks and Rams. I'll pull up in a second who those teams...
Sorry, I pulled a Ray Rado. Technically first, because they are 3-0 in the division.
Yeah, so the Niners do own the tiebreaker. So, yeah, they are in a three-way tie. They own that tiebreaker over the Seahawks and Rams because of their division record. Also because they have the better head-to-head record. Also because they have the better conference record, too. This is all to say, the 49ers are very much sitting pretty right now. They have a bit of a cushion here to work with. If you get them to 5-2, and then maybe you have a gap in that divisional lead instead of a tie in that divisional lead, then it provides some cushion in case something goes wrong later on. I think this division can be won with 10 games, Spadoni.
Interesting.
10 wins, I think, can win the NFC West. And at 5-2, you're halfway there, and it's not that hard, I think, to find five, maybe even more, wins on the back half of this schedule.
I'm looking at it right now, and this team being 4-2, -3 in the point differential, not that they're like the same team as the Minnesota Vikings. Remember that Vikings team a couple years ago with Kevin O'Connell and Kirk Cousins, where they just kept winning crazy games? Like, they had no business winning all the games.
They're like 13 wins or by a combined, by 13 total points or something.
It's kind of what we're seeing with this Niners team early on here, where it's just like, how do they keep winning? How are they 4-2? And I know they're coming off a loss, but the fact that they're in all of these games, I keep coming back to the mental toughness of this team and the job that Kyle Shanahan has done with it. I just don't think it's talked about enough. Like, you know what else is not talked about enough, Sam? And I know it's going to sound insane because we keep talking about Mac Jones. The Brock Purdy element of this, I kind of want to get into on the other side. I know we're up against it.
Mm.
We keep talking about the losses on this team. We never mentioned the quarterback that they've missed for most of the games this season. We talk about Nick Bosa.
I think we mentioned him a little bit.
Yeah, no, but it never starts with him. Why do the losses with this team and the losses they've dealt with never start with the quarterback? Let's get into that on the other side. 888-957-9570. It's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you, here for good. Spadoni, Lubman, Morning Roast. It's a Friday, baby, on 95.7 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
we were going to go in a different direction. Now you've just triggered me here. I'm literally staring down the barrel, Spadoni, of my sports Armageddon. No, like literally, I want all these fans out here who are listening. Whatever your sports Armageddon is, like the worst possible sport thing that you can imagine happening, I am staring down the barrel of it, and that is a Dodgers back-to-back World Series champion.
No.
I can't even finish the words without throwing up. Like, this is my sports doomsday. This is doomsday, judgment day, Armageddon day, all of the bad days that could happen to society, that is what I'm staring down the barrel of. So I don't know what your sports Armageddon was. I don't know. Maybe it was the Chiefs going for that three-peat. Whatever it could be. We all have the worst sports thing that could possibly happen to us. And,
what's the worst sports matchup, too, is a fun one, because we referenced Florida State and Stanford.
Exactly. I can't imagine a worse crowd for me to be in.
And because you're a Miami alum, but grew up a Cal fan because your dad went there, correct?
Yeah, and so thus, Florida State and Stanford are my 1A and 1B in terms of I call those the giant meteor games, where you just want a giant meteor to come out and take out the stadium.
Well, it's funny you say that, because we were actually kicking this around yesterday on the show call. The Falcons and the Niners used to be an old NFC West rivalry. It was like a geographical atrocity, but it was a rivalry.
It's ridiculous.
Like the fact that the NFC West included a team from Georgia makes no sense. Still, even to this day, the fact that the NFC East has a team from Texas, which is not East.
The AFC South has a team from Indianapolis, which is in the North.
It doesn't make sense.
Nothing makes sense.
But again,
except for the NFC North.
It is an old rivalry, and these two teams and franchises have played in some doozy games. There's been an NFC Championship game between these two clubs in our lifetime. Colin Kaepernick coming back, winning that game. Him, Frank Gore, the rest is history. Going up against Matty Ice, Tony Gonzalez.
Roddy White,
right? Who had a lot of things to say about Kyle Shanahan, obviously. And there's one right there. Kyle Shanahan, former offensive coordinator with the Atlanta Falcons. What is he known for? Being the offensive coordinator for a team that was once leading 28-3 in a Super Bowl that ended up choking that lead away and it becoming the greatest comeback in the history of professional sports, in my opinion. And Tom Brady,
sure.
And it was the crowning achievement for Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. It was.
Mm-hmm.
It was. And Kyle Shanahan has to be attached to that. And also, by the way, two other Super Bowl losses where he was the actual head coach. So, yeah, I still think Kyle feels some type of way about the Atlanta Falcons.
Falcons are surprisingly 2-1 against Kyle Shanahan in his tenure. Obviously, there was I think the one win was in 2020, I want to say. But, yeah, then in 2019, they had just an absolute dud against the Falcons late in the year. And then I think it was that 22 season.
It was Marcus Mariota and Arthur Smith, then head coach of the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they lost, was it 28-14 in
I remember they ran
Atlanta.
The ball like hell against them. They just could not stop the run in that game. And that's going to be, again,
it's probably what we're going to have on Sunday. Well, watch it, Bijan Robinson. Or is it Bijan or Bijan? He's your fantasy star.
I think he said Bijan's fine. So it's Bijan, yeah.
But
who
cares? Yeah, Bijan.
Call everyone. He's just still going to destroy
you. He was
you.
Chewing up that Bills run defense on Monday night, and you look at how the Niners have been against the run so far this year. Again, I talked in that first segment about the Niners' young defense, defensive front's gonna need to grow up a little bit. They're gonna have to big time grow up this week and going against a runner like that.
Speaking of growing up, I think Mac Jones has kind of grown up again before our eyes. This is a guy that had a tremendous rookie season, getting drafted by the New England Patriots in the first round, tied with Josh McDaniels, then offensive coordinator. And then obviously Josh McDaniels leaves, joins the Raiders, their head coach. And the rest wasn't the same for Mac after that. The Bill Belichick, we already talked about him. He flamed out. They didn't put him in a position to succeed. All right, you bring in Bailey Zappe. Mac Jones is gone. New regime over there. Mac Jones is a backup with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Has some starts last year, kind of a mixed bag, not very good, not very bad, but just, mediocre. And he takes a two-year deal this offseason to be the backup in San Francisco. And all of a sudden, in week two, he's thrust into action, and he's just been good to great. I haven't seen bad Mac Jones, really. And that's been a pleasant surprise this season. So pleasant, in fact, that I think Niner fans, I don't know if they've forgotten Brock Purdy, but I don't hear a lot of them clamoring for him. I don't hear a lot of people begging to have Brock Purdy back. Why is my question at 888-957-9570. Niner fans, why are we not begging to get Brock back onto the field as the San Francisco 49ers starter? Why? We're doing it with the Baltimore Ravens. We're doing it for the Cincinnati Bengals. And I know it's different with the Bengals because Burrow had surgery. So you know he's going to be out for 3 months, I think 2 months now at this point. But why is there renewed optimism after last night's win for the Cincinnati Bengals, Sam, with Joe Flacco?
Because I feel like Joe Flacco can win them football games now, whereas they didn't feel that.
Until when?
Until they get Joe Burrow back.
Thank you.
If that does happen. Well, I think there's two layers to...
That's the difference. They can count on Flacco to win games until Burrow comes back.
Yes.
We're just counting on Mac to keep winning.
Until Brock is ready to come back. Well, let me ask you that. You bring up the Ravens. What has Cooper Rush been doing since Lamar's been out that Mac Jones has not been doing?
Well, he's
not a trick question.
He's been turning the ball over and not winning. Yes.
Yes, he's not been winning football games. When you're winning, winning is the ultimate deodorizer. It allows you to not overlook any deficiencies, but it's a lot easier to deal with those deficiencies. You know, you'd rather nitpick a win than have to go in on a loss. And Mac Jones, the reason I don't think that we're so banging on the table, bring me Brock Purdy. The reason we're not doing that is because Mac is doing his job. And there's no need to rush Brock back. A, because I still feel like, and I think Niner fans are aware of this, Brock isn't ready to come back. And the reason we're not banging on the table is because we're aware of that reality. And that reality can be kind of accepted a little bit more because the guy whose job it is to win football games in Brock Purdy's absence is doing that job. If the Ravens are what? They're 1-5 right now?
Yes.
If the Ravens were 5-1 with Cooper Rush leading them at quarterback, are Raven fans banging on the table to bring Lamar Jackson back? Lamar Jackson was an MVP candidate when he's healthy, one of the elite four quarterbacks in the league. If Lamar Jackson came back right now this weekend for a 1-5 Ravens team, he is stupid good enough to where you could talk yourself into believing, you know what, they might be able to make it. They might have a chance in this division. Honestly, AFC North, I mean, great win for the Bengals last night. We'll see what they're going to be like because they still have issues all over the field on both sides of the ball. The Steelers, I think they're just the best team in a bad division right now. I'll say AFC North does not look that strong. So if I'm a Ravens fan, I could say if you get Lamar back this weekend, there's still enough potential that you can go on a surprise run and maybe, you know, grab that 2% chance to win your division or whatever it sits at.
I think the Ravens at 1-5 are still like even money to make the playoffs, which is insane.
Exactly.
It's absolutely insane if you're a gambler. Like, they're 1-5. And that's what they think about the division and the rest of their schedule going forward. Mm-hmm. If, as you said, they get Lamar Jackson back. And the conversation we're having at 888-957-9570 is, why are Niner fans not begging to get their starting quarterback, the guy they paid $200+ million to in Brock Purdy? Why aren't we begging to get him back onto the field and to start? That's my question right now. I haven't heard a lot of his name, Sam. It's kind of insane when you pay a guy that much money and we don't hear about him. I know he's not on the level of Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He's not an MVP. I know he's not on the level of Joe Burrow in those top four elite conversations.
But he's still on a big level for the 49ers, obviously.
He's the San Francisco 49ers starting quarterback,
mm-hmm.
and he's making $200+ million.
Do you think if... Because the 49ers are 4-2 and Mac Jones is winning football games. Now I'm playing this record game here. If the Niners are 2-4... and Mac Jones is throwing interceptions and not touchdowns, are we banging on the table saying bring Brock Purdy back now?
Well, Sam, they just came off a loss.
They're still 4-2 and in first place of the division. The reason they came off a loss right now, Spadoni, and we're not losing our minds, because Mac Jones in just a few weeks has played well enough to where, you know what? He had they lost on Sunday. And no one was really blaming Mac for the loss, first of all. I mean, sure, the first pick, that was probably on Kendrick Bourne not getting the skillets on the right path there. But the other interception you had late in the game, like, that was a textbook Brock Purdy forced it in there pick. But the reason we're not crushing Mac Jones as much for that is because, A, I think the Fred Warner injury overshadowed a lot of what happened in that loss. And I think his absence on the field was felt far more on Sunday than any deficiencies that Mac Jones may or may not have had. No, it's the reason we don't freak out about the loss is Mac Jones has done enough in the previous weeks to where it's like, you know what? As the backup quarterback, we understand where that performance came from. But if he didn't have those previous three games, if he threw one too many picks against New Orleans, if he didn't lead that field goal drive against Arizona.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.